NHPR has been looking into how incidents of racism and bias affect children and young people. For the first time, the state's Department of Education has started offering training programs that focus on helping teachers understand how their own culture affects their work and their students. NHPR's Daniela Ali takes us to one of those trainings in Franklin.
In the center of the Franklin Middle School library, on a warm, muggy August morning, 22 chairs are set around tables in a U-shape. Barbara Sladen is making sure the projector is running. She's the coordinator of school wellness at the Franklin School District, and she requested this training. She says with recent racially charged incidents around the state, she wants her schools to be better prepared to serve an increasingly diverse group of students.
You hear on the news about something happening in Claremont or at Oyster River School or any of those places, and then people scramble in response and say, oh no, this is happening in my community.
Running the training today is Bhagirath Hatiwara. He was hired in December by the Department of Education to help districts make their curriculums more inclusive and to answer questions from teachers and administrators on diversity. The position is funded by a federal grant, and it's a first for the state. Today, Hatiwara is here with two colleagues.
I always feel excited. Yeah. You know, how can this training help people to work cross-culturally? That's my objectives.
Teachers file in and find a seat. They're all white. Hatiwara stands at the front of the room, a reassuring smile on his face. And he wants to make this point, that there's more to diversity than just race. A colleague sets up the first exercise. It's a kind of icebreaker.
Sit with your workbook, write down what you think your three words are that describe your cultural identity, and then, like I said, we'll go around the room and we'll report out on what those are.
The teachers think for a moment, then stand up and share their three words.
My name's Darlene. I'm third generation Italian. And the three words that I identify with is family, food chef, and celebration coordinator.
Then they toss the ball to someone else.
I'm Carrie. I'm a fourth grade teacher here at the middle school. I chose educator, daughter, and gardener.
It's one thing to recognize these differences, like whether you garden or hate getting dirty, and another, Hatiwara says, to know how to handle differences in the classroom. He describes this as a level one training, and with that, it's important to get everyone on board with some basic definitions.
Cultural competence is the ability of an individual or an organization to work cross-culturally, respecting differences and creating inclusive environment.
That means making sure school policies and practices are accessible and respectful to everyone, no matter where they come from, what they look like, or, especially in less wealthy districts like Franklin, how much money they might have. Hatiwara gives teachers and staff their next exercise. Each group is handed a stack of cards with descriptions of culturally complex situations. They're asked to read them out loud.
Families or staff wearing culturally distinctive clothing or hairstyles are looked at with curiosity at best or seen as strange.
And then they're asked, does the action show cultural competence, cultural incapacity, or cultural intolerance?
They do know the difference, but there's that looked at with curiosity at best.
Or seen as strange. So
I would say cultural intolerance.
I would say intolerance too.
Yeah, because they don't
curiosity
care.
Is
they
at
care.
Best, and there's no, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
When the groups come back together, Hatiwara explains that all the incidents they were given actually happened around the state. Some participants admit that this activity was hard. As the session wraps up, Hatiwara congratulates the participants on their work, and he reminds them it's just the start.
We do not know all the cultures that we interact with, but that doesn't mean we are doing wrong. It means, you know, if there is willingness to learn about new culture, about the culture that we interact, right? That's how we move forward.
I was worried it'd be really boring, and it wasn't, so that was awesome.
Jen Daniel teaches geometry at Franklin High School, and this was her first diversity training. She says she left knowing she could do something about making her classroom more inclusive and open to other cultures, even as she's teaching her students about angles and the Pythagorean theorem.
They're not going to come out perfectly model citizens after, you know, one semester of class, but it might start the change that happens to make them, to have them realize just how diverse our world is, I guess.
This is what Hatiwara wants to see. He's a former teacher himself, and he knows how hard this work can be. And he was a refugee, so he knows what it's like when people don't get where you're coming from. He moved to Concord in 2008 after many years in a camp in Nepal. Like many refugees in this country, he had to deal with stereotypes and bias, people questioning his legal status here. But he sees that as a problem that's less about the individual and more about society, one that he thinks he can make better.
Oftentimes, people are not aware about those things, and it's not their fault. It is a matter of education. They need more education.
These days, Hatiwara feels more at home in New Hampshire. If you ask him how he'd describe himself, that same question he asks teachers at his training sessions, here's what he'd say.
I'm a father. I'm a new American. And I'm an educator.
Over the past 9 months, he's led 13 trainings, like the one here in Franklin. And Hatiwara says he can work more closely with schools, providing guidance and support and more in-depth trainings if they want to take a hard look at revamping their curriculum or policies. A few schools are taking him up on that offer, but he says with 165 districts in New Hampshire, there's still a lot more work ahead. For NHPR News, I'm Daniela Alley.